I start to think of times when I was about 15. I used to do my mum's errands. This one day, I had to go to town to buy some groceries. Then I got to this shop called Moyles and Adams's. There was no lady sitting on a chair. And the lady behind the counter said, "Do you know this lady?" And I said, "No." They said, "Do you know where the cliff is?" And I said, "Yes." They said, "Would you kindly take this lady home? Of course, she's not very well." So, she held my arm. And the cliff wasn't very far away. It was a row of houses down by the tower. So I took her home, asked her if she was all right, and left her at the door, and she went in. Little did I know that later on, that lady would become my mother-in-law. Because later on, I met her son and things developed from that. But she was a nice lady, but she used to tell me that she was a money lender and most people would be poor. Used to go to her, borrow some money off her, and she'd have it back with a little bit of interest. And she was also a lady who took a lot of people to the country hop picking. And a lot of people loved that. I went once when I was young with my mum and dad. And I also had my brother, and he was only little then, about three. We went hop picking and my brother took ill, so we had to come home. So I really don't know much about hop picking, but this lady did, and she always used to take lots of people, and they used to pick hops, and they used to earn a lot of money, and they used to stop in barns, sleep in barns, while the hop picking season was on. Well, she was the person that used to take them. Anyway, she also used to make lemonade. And she used to sell bottles of it, penny a bottle. So she was quite a lady, business lady, that sort of liked to get on a bit. But as I said, she was telling me all this. And of course she was poorly, so I really never saw her again. But it was quite a coincidence that I'd worked with her sister, a daughter rather, not a sister, a daughter at the Rowland Mills. And that was the start of the friendship, which later developed with her brother to become my husband. That was just a memory I was thinking about, so I thought I'd better put that in.